Brisbane's Labby, Stab and Abby.
On your radio and on demand.
Get amongst it.
Joining us on the air, it is Darren O'Brien, a.k.a. Snow. Hey. Good morning.
Hey.
Big up, B105, Australia. Big up, all the way from Canada.
Oh, loving it.
How's everything?
Yeah, good, mate.
Now, this song was just huge. I mean, we still love it here, but I think I had like something like it was on number one for how many consecutive weeks?
7 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it did pretty good.
On average, how many times a day back in those days did you have someone come up to you in the street and go, Snow, what the hell are you saying?
They still do it.
Do they?
They still do it like, Snow, in Farmer. And they're like, all right. So it sounds good. I like, because I bingo bongo a lot in my songs anyway. So yeah. When they come around, they go bing, bing, bing. I'm like, that sounds good.
That's fine. That's fine.
You must be the only artist that could be up on stage and forget your lyrics and no one knows.
Oh, forget it. Japan, I'm the best freestyler in the world in Japan. I'd be like, they'd be like, yo. But it's the mamba, it's the sound that sounds, you know, it just sounds good. But yeah, of course, yeah, I forget my lyrics all the time and I just mumble a couple of stuff and it sounds good to me.
What was it like back in the 90s when the song dropped and in that 7 weeks? Like, was it that crazy? Were you going to all the massive parties? Were you making a lot of money off it?
Well, when it came out, I was in jail.
Right.
So, when it was number one, I just got out of jail. So I got picked up in a limo and then, boom, and started going around the world. And, I had more money. But the first thing I did was buy my mother a house.
Yeah,
so that was the first thing I did before I blew anything, I one hit, wonder, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Boom, I got my mother a house.
Wow.
So that's the main thing. So that was the best thing I did. So the party and stuff and then, you know, drinking and more money from, you know, drinking and stuff. But, you know, it was all good. It was, you know, nothing too much. But then America threw me out of the country in 93.
Yeah, right.
Japan threw me out of the country. Oh. So I was banned out of there. So, but they just let me back in this year. So
did they throw you out of the country for what you had previously done, for what you'd served time in jail for, or is that something different?
Yeah, I served the time. And then when I got out, I went to do the tour in America, and they were at the border, and they had me on my papers. And I had the number one song in America, and I was like, what? And they were like, no, you're thrown out. So they threw me out for life.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
So kind of put a damper on my career. Really? I started sounding Australian there for a minute, didn't I?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then, I put a damper on my career, but it was all right. Everything's nice, and everything's good, you know? Everything's for a reason, I guess.
Yeah, it's
extraordinary. You know what? Enough from us. Let's play it. Snow, Informer, on the air as we go old school on B105. Hey, mate, thanks for your time. Good catching up.
Yeah.
Big up in B105, Informer, you know, because it's Mr. Miyazo Blam. And it's boom, boom, down.
Hey!
Down there, we're gonna do it every time. Big up Australia and big up B105. Yes, man.
Big up, mate.
It's Labby, Stab and Abby.
On B105.
Cut out the crazy talk.
Is Abby normal?
In other words, I'm crazy.
I want to see if anyone else does this, because I think a lot of people just don't admit to it, and I've never admitted to it, but I do something where I lie so that I can get extra time by myself. I don't know if anyone's ever done that, but I was driving home the other day and my husband gave me a call, and I was like, oh no, I won't answer, obviously, and then I continued to drive home, and then when I got home, he gave me another call, and he's like, where are you? I said, oh, I'm just at work. I'm going to be at work for another couple of hours. And he's like, oh, right, okay, no worries, because he was at work. And I lied so that I could get extra 2 hours by myself to do things where I probably shouldn't. So, for example, I couldn't actually say to him, yeah, I'm going home now to eat a whole box of chocolates that I got from the pop-up show so that I could just watch a movie and then squeeze blackheads for a half an hour.
What?
Hot, I know. So I didn't say that because otherwise, if I went home, I should be, like, doing all washing and stuff like that.
But if you're not there...
If I'm not there...
Then you can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, do you ever lie so that you could play, like, extra computer games for a while?
No, not really, but...
Damn it.
I know, I'm sorry. I would more focus on the fact that you're spending this
time. However I want to spend the time is up to me, Stav.
But squeezing blackheads?
Yeah, they're really good. I've got, like, a blackhead removal thing.
Okay.
What is it? It's like a device.
Yeah, it's like a little metal thing. It's got, like, two little holes on either side. It's so good. And then you steam your face.
Heterosexual male over there. Stay with me, buddy.
Sorry.
Stay with me. Do you hear his voice? What's this? Is this a thing?
If you want to lie and get extra time for an hour, you can come over and we can have a facial. It'll be awesome, girlfriend.
That's a bit too far.
Eventually, your cycles all align.
Shut up.
It'll be great.
I will, as I'm getting out of the car at home.
You do this all the time.
Yeah, just a minute. Come on,
I do. As I'm getting out of the car at home, yeah. I will use the sound of the door opening and closing the car, but I will say it's me getting in the car to go home. So I know I've got at least a half an hour.
Just to do things where you don't.
It's awesome. Like,
yeah.
Labby's made me do sound effects.
Don't.
What?
That's a bit too... I haven't done that. But you've been in the car before when...
Nah, we're still in the meeting. Like, we're in a car.
You do sound effect? Well, 13, 10, 60 if you do this. I don't think it's just like it's a fib.
Airport.
It's just a little fib. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a full-on lie.
You're not killing anyone.
No.
And you're going to be home later. It's just...
A tunnel?
Oh, I'm at 10 pin bowling.
Yeah, she sees straight through the lights when I'm with Sam.
He just went... Guttable.
Why would he want to be at the bowling?
Who wouldn't want to be at bowling? $12.50, you get 2-game shoe high, hot dog, fries and a Coke. Come on.
We've got Cass on the line. Morning.
Morning.
Do you ever just do little fibs to get me time?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah, what? It's pretty bad.
What's your me time? What do you do?
I read or I just lay in bed and do nothing and play my phone.
Yeah, it's amazing how much time can just be wasted just on your iPhone.
And Cass, what do you say to your partner?
Sometimes I say I've got a lot of cleaning to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's not there, so I just sit there and chill.
Then how do you explain a dirty house when he gets home?
There was too much to do.
No, I end up doing it, but I waste a good 2 hours. I say it takes me a long time, but really it can take me an hour.
Well, what you should do when he walks in, puts his stuff down, walks to the bathroom, comes out, you go, look what you've done to this place. This place was spotless. You've just walked in the door and ruined all my
good
work.
I did the worst once, is when I got the cleaner and I didn't tell him.
Oh, my God.
And said that I spent the whole time cleaning the house.
Wow.
And well, his mum was coming up as well, so I lied to her as well.
You're crossing the line from little fibs into full-blown...
Still a fib. And this cleaner said that she got busted the other day because the husband came home and he's like, what are you doing in the house? And she's like, because she'd been doing it for a year.
And the chick didn't know.
And the husband didn't know.
Well, that's when you walk out and go, well, the trial's gone very well, but, you know, we're probably not going to go cleaner, but thank you. Amy has put on the B105 Facebook page. She thinks it's bloody normal. In fact, my boyfriend does it to me, and I know when he's not telling the truth. That's the other thing.
You let them get away with it.
Yeah, it's just no point. Go on, go home. Play on your phone for an hour. What's the point?
Could just be honest with each other. We got Melanie from Stafford giving us a call. Melanie, you don't think this is normal?
No, it's definitely not. I think you have to be honest and tell him exactly what you're thinking, because you never know. He might be exactly the same and you might be lying to each other. Like, similar to what Amy said, like, you know, you don't know if he wants the same thing. So if you're both honest and he'd be like, all right, great, and you can assign a time to work out, you know, when you can both have alone time, it can be really good.
Yeah, I know, but Melanie, it's just weird saying to someone, like, I don't think I want to be honest. I don't think I want to go, you know what, I'm actually going to eat the whole box of chocolates. And he'll be like, how many is there? And I'll be like, well, there's 50. And I'm just going to eat all of them. And then I'm going to squeeze, like, blackheads. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound logical when I say it out loud.
No, but this is different. This isn't, like, popping pimples.
That's my me time.
It's almost the opposite. You don't want to, one of those things, you don't want to lie, but in your case, you definitely shouldn't tell the whole truth.
A little bit too much detail, yeah. Emily in North Lakes to wrap things up, what do you think? Is Abby normal?
Totally normal. I do this all the time. I work in a shopping centre and I'll say I'm stuck in traffic, but I'm really shopping after work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then I'll hide my shopping in my car so he doesn't know I've gone shopping.
The best is a red pen that I used to do. Like, the red pen in the car, and then you cross off the price and you write 50% off.
Sale.
Yeah, I know.
Also, Emily, listen to the traffic reports, because if they say there's an accident, you should say you went home that way so you got stuck in it.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for that tip.
No worries. Love, honour and obey. Till death do us part. In richness or in poorness. When I lie to you about being at the shops and carry a red marker around so I can discount products while really spending our entire life savings on them without telling you.
I do.
To go home and tell you that I'm actually cleaning up when I'm at home, being filthy, eating a whole box of chocolates, ramming them down my throat and squeezing my blackheads, which are probably a result of the chocolate.
I know that.
That I am eating. Is that in your vows? Not normal.
It's Labby, Stab and Abby.
On B105.
This is Brisbane's B105, Labby, Stav and Abby with you. Brand new hit that's just dropped this year, Oombop, by a little boy band called Hanson.
Hey, they're going to be huge. I just know it.
I think they'll go all right. Yeah. We like to give young guys a bit of a run on this station, mm-hmm. You know, young little musos, give them some airtime.
Yeah, hopefully I hope they're around they for a long time.
They are joining us this morning, Isaac, Taylor and Zach. Good morning, boys.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Get me on the show. I think that's what I remember.
It's our first time in Australia.
In the future,
just think of us as young guys. All guys would have voices.
In the future, I can somehow see you playing the Tivoli, which tickets are still available for a show tonight.
I'd want to be. It's 20 years from now.
Look, we are getting calls 13 1060 from teenagers all around Brisbane to chat with you guys.
We got Tiffany in Camp Hill. What would you like to ask the boys?
Can you please tell me that I'm awesome?
You're awesome.
You're awesome.
Maybe throw it
you
at Tiffany.
You say Tiffany, you're awesome.
Yeah. Tiffany, you're awesome.
You are awesome.
Well, we thank you.
That was it. You're right.
14-year-old self Tiffany wanted to ask.
Yes, we have asked the callers to call up as their 14-year-old selves from 1997.
Yeah. So.
What if they weren't 14
What if they were 12 or
17?
Do they still have to do sort of a...
It's a very good point.
It's a time travel back.
Call back.
I think legally we
want to
make them older. Yeah.
Okay.
call us yourself circa 1997.
Exactly.
We've got Angie in New Farm. What's your question for the boys?
Well, my 13, not 14-year-old self would like to know if Taylor wants to marry me.
I don't think 13-year-old marriages are legal in any country.
Abby's a celebrant.
Yeah, okay. We could, you know what, let's get to know each other a little bit, and we'll see where it goes.
Ooh,
well, if we get to know each other a little, we could get to know each other tonight, Taylor.
This is not very 13-year-old. This is 13/22. Yeah.
Les Ange, that was your 13-year-old self.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Yeah, I think the 30-year-old self is coming out now.
Same character, same character. Yeah. All right, thanks for your call.
Do you still get marriage proposals everywhere you go?
Well, you know, here we are.
Yeah,
there we go.
There's one.
There's one.
Is there a leader among you three who gets the most marriage proposals or who gets the most attention?
You mean like leaderboards?
Yeah.
Marriage proposals the most popular?
Check. I don't know.
You know, I actually stopped keeping track of that kind of stuff a while ago once we got married.
Actual marriage.
Yeah.
You know what's odd is I don't think getting married has anything to do with other stopping marriage proposals.
No.
Because then it's just like a challenge.
Well, it's like a challenge. It's like you put something, it's like you have to like break this.
It stops being a marriage proposal. It starts being like illicit contact.
Yeah. It's like, I don't care. You know, I'll see you after the show. You're like, I'm totally like, I think that it's more like the way people say, I'm your biggest fan.
Mm.
Yeah. No, nobody actually thinks they're your biggest fan, but a lot of people want to say that. And so the marriage thing is more like,
Zach, I wish you'd stop telling me that. It's creepy.
Speaking as one of your biggest fans, I completely agree with him.
What do your wives think about all the marriage proposals?
They think they're the ones who got,
Out. Yes. Yeah.
Stuck with us.
You don't have any requirements when you're going on tour, which is like you can't do this, you can't go out after gigs.
Yeah, we do have requirements.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're all contained in the vows.
I don't know.
There are some core requirements.
I'm not sure I can actually say what I wanted to say on the air. Okay. Not get in trouble.
You know what?
My wife usually includes the Ten Commandments as well. Thou shalt not kill.
Just kind of leaves you with it's a long list.
So, God, touring's boring.
Have you ever coveted your neighbor's oxen then?
I have. Amanda has actually called through. She won tickets from B105 when she was 14.
Wow.
She joins us now from Collingwood Park. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
So you.
Hi.
You just turned 14 again. No, you're on the line with the boys. What would you like to ask them, or you just want to say hi?
I just wanted to say hi, and I think we won the tickets to go, I think it was Taylor's 17th birthday party at Seeger World, and we got to meet them backstage, and Zach was crazy and signed my mom's handbag because she didn't have anything else.
Nice.
And she came with me, and she's coming with me today as well to the Tivoli, and she's still your biggest fan.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Awesome. She's still got the handbag?
Does she still have the handbag?
No, she lost it.
Oh, my God, you can't lose that kind of stuff.
I will tell you, if you bring your handbag and we you know, see you tonight, then I will be crazy and sign it again.
Wow. The trouble is, guys, I've actually moved and I lost it in the move, but we do have a photo we had taken with you. This is Amanda's mum, by the way.
We figured.
We're seeing that. A random person off the street is now claiming to be your mother.
No, she's here. She's here. We love the bag, but we still have the photo we got with you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, look, they're married and they've got kids now, so they'll just do the song with the handbag. That is, yep.
Damn it.
Yeah, right. Damn it. They don't care. Enjoy the gig tonight, okay, Amanda?
Oh, we're going to have so much fun. Thank you so much.
We'll see you. Bye, Mom.
Concert.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
They're going to be waiting for you when you leave.
Yeah, of course. Be ready. She'll bring another handbag. I found it.
Well, look, people can still get tickets for the gig at the Tivoli tonight. Make sure you go along. It's going to be great. We're getting so many calls from people who just want to say hello to you. Guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Is it now 2014?
Yes, it is.
We're back.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah. We were stuck in the bubble.
It's Labby, Stab, and Abby.
On B105.